Head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Lonnie Scott. He is the communications director for Know Your Care. Lonnie, thanks for getting up with us so early this morning.
Hey, no problem, Tony.
Lonnie, tell us what, for folks who aren't sure, tell us what Know Your Care is.
Know Your Care is a national 501c3 organization whose purpose is to educate the public about the benefits of the Affordable Care Act.
And there is a big event today. Women and children see improvements in healthcare, thanks from your perspective to the Affordable Care Act. There are events to celebrate 2 years of better healthcare for women and children. Tell us about today's event.
Well, today's event is a part of a series that we're doing all week. On Friday, it will have been 2 years since the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. And today's focus is on women and children. We have an event at the state capitol with the regional director of Health and Human Services, Ken Munson, as well as State Senator Rebecca Warren, Sarah Scranton, the executive director of the Planned Parenthood Affiliates of Michigan, and Cindy Allwood, the director of the Lansing Women's Center.
So this telepresser is today at 2 o'clock, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we're just trying to get the information out about all the benefits of the Affordable Care Act. You know, on Monday, they'll start the oral arguments for in the Supreme Court. And like I said, Friday is the two-year anniversary. So we're trying to make sure that everyone knows about the people who are seeing the positive effects of the Affordable Care Act right now, and specifically women and children. So we'll be talking about things like the fact that children can now no longer be dropped from their insurance plan simply for having a pre-existing condition. And the fact that women can also now get different and free preventative services with no copay.
All right, Lonnie, I wanted to get your take on the fact that information was recently released that Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, is going to cost a lot more than it was perceived, and it's not. There's uncertainty on how we're going to pay for this. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that, you really have to look at the details. I believe what you're talking about was the Congressional Budget Office numbers that just came out the other day, and a lot of the media picked up on the fact that there was a chance that it would cost more. But what the report actually said as well is that it could cost even less. I believe it was up to 3% less than what they had originally planned. So I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but, Tony, we always talk about how we're going to pay for it, and I think that that again, once we start to see all of the pieces that are implemented through 2014, you're going to see the savings. I mean, we can talk about the savings that seniors just in Michigan have had from the Affordable Care Act for prescription drug costs, or the amount of money that's been saved through getting these free preventative services for different individuals.
All right, Lonnie, before we let you go, with all due respect,
yeah,
we had the author of Obamacare, the same guy who helped put together Mitt Romney's health care program when he was governor, and he came forward and said, the numbers are different. It's going to cost more than we initially thought. Now, obviously, everyone wants everyone to have healthcare. I mean, that's not debatable. But what is debatable is how we're going to pay for this. So there's different information. You say it's going to be cheaper than originally thought. The person who created the healthcare program and the president's office said that it is going to cost more than anticipated. So I don't know where to go. I don't know who's right.
Well, I said it could be. I saw the same report, and there was a report. It's the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan office. That does workups on all these pieces of legislation. And in the same report where they said it could be more expensive, they also said that it could be cheaper. All the numbers that I've seen, Tony, show us reducing the deficit in the long run. It's going to take us a little while to get there. I understand that. I understand that with a big piece of legislation like this, it scares people. It's a major cultural change. And I definitely understand that there are questions, and the truth is, we can do all these projections that we want to that say that it's going to cost more or it's going to cost less. But we're really not going to know until everything is implemented and everything has started to happen the way that it's supposed to in 2014.
All right. We're going to talk with you further this week. We want to help you promote this week's events. So I'll be in contact with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.